This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome. It is the Tuesday, April the 28th edition of TalkBack. TalkBack this morning is brought to you by our friends at Y West Storage. Secure flexible self-storage in Missoula. Reserve your unit today at Y West by calling. These are all 406 numbers, of course, 510-0590. Quality Seamless Gutters of Montana offers expert gutter installation and repair. For a free quote, call 728-4002 for Quality Seamless Gutters. Bruckner's Truck and Equipment, heavy duty truck sales, parts and service. Call Bruckner's, 541-9097. Busy Bees Cleaning Service, commercial cleaning you can always trust. Call Busy Bees for a free estimate at 550-3219. Gomer's Diesel, diesel repair parts and service in Missoula. Call Gomer's at 728-7620 and call them today.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Well, good morning, everyone. Peter Christian here, the fabulous Nick Christensen over there. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
Here it is, Tuesday, the best day of the week. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. It's better than Monday, anyway. Anyway, good morning. Welcome, everybody. It is open phones for this first hour. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have Missoula Econ 101 talking with some folks, business owners in Missoula, of course, taking your phone calls at 721-1290. But this hour is dedicated to you folks. If there's something on your mind, something going on you want to comment on, national, worldwide, going on here in Missoula, it doesn't matter. The phone lines are officially open for you. It's 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So if there's something you'd like to discuss, something on maybe worrying you a little bit, maybe something going on in your neighborhood, and you want folks to know about it, just give us a call. And again, that's 721-1290. So we are, as we are waiting for you, we're looking forward to what's going on in the 9 o'clock hour. We have some folks, of course, Missoula Econ 101 has become a very popular program, and we bring all sorts of business owners and representatives here into the studio to talk to you and about their business. So we are looking forward to that in the 9 o'clock hour. But looks like we do have folks calling in right now, 721-1290. It is open phones for this first hour. So whatever might be on your mind, you give us a call and we will put you right on. And the first is Emmett. Emmett, good morning, sir. What's up? Go ahead.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Well, I just wanted to clarify one thing and make it's about a martyrdom. You know, one of the callers said that I was advocating for violence against non-conservatives. Absolutely not. Martyrdom, you know, being a Catholic, and we've already had a couple of martyrs here in America, first with Columbine, the young teenager who died as, you know, a result of that shooting, who said, they asked her, do you believe in God? And she said, yes. And so she was shot. And, of course, we have, Charlie Kirk. Yeah, I believe that was his name. Charlie Kirk was martyred. Martyrdom, and has been going on for the centuries, simply giving your life rather than renounce Jesus Christ. The reason I brought up martyrdom, you know, of course, is because, you know, there's such a hatred of Christians. It may come a time, you know, there's been shootings already in church. Well, we may be in church praising the Lord. We may face gunfire. So be it. We have to, we know this is a post-Christian world and America we live in. Plus, I know I'm never going to win the argument of Black Lives Matter with, you know, and everything, but the hatred against it. The reason I'm so passionate about Black Lives Matter, I've had friends who are black, you know. I'm a Catholic, and we consider racism a sin. So social justice is part of my religion. It's not the whole thing. So I have to stay. That's part of my stance for social justice. Racism is a sin, whether it's against Jews, African Americans, Hispanics, whatever. It's we're just discriminating against a job because of their skin color or whatever. On a new topic, I'd like to talk about Jimmy Kimmel. His comments were deeply offensive. If you've been keeping up with it was just a blurb on the 8 o'clock hour about Jimmy Kimmel perhaps being suspended. I hope so. I'm all for free speech. But even to me, that crosses the line, what he said about Donald Trump, you know, and Melania Trump maybe having a glow of a widow.
Got it.
So it's all right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call. We're up against a break. We're going to be right back. It's open phones.
prime rib. And
Dennis Bragg with your Town Square weather. That lingering threat of showers continues through Tuesday afternoon. About a 30% chance of rain, but mainly a partly sunny day as it continues to gradually warm up with highs returning to the mid to upper 50s. Clouds build again in the evening Tuesday, and that means warmer weather Wednesday morning. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s, a 20% chance of showers Wednesday, but partly sunny with highs in the low 60s. Thursday and Friday looking really nice with sunshine and highs back into the 70s.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hey, we're back. This is Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. Open phones going on right now, and Catherine is jumping in there. Catherine, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Something I was mulling over about the event on Saturday. I thought that there was a protocol for continued governance to keep presidents and vice presidents and the executive level of cabinets separated in public events just to ensure the continuance of governance, and that did not happen. And I'm wondering, was I wrong to assume that that was a protocol that should have been followed? It seems to me that that was not a very good idea, and whoever came up with it to have them all in one place should have some sort of responsibility for that, and to maybe be fired.
Well, I'm sure that probably is going to be part of the deal, but of course there's got to be an investigation into how that kind of blunder could have been made to put so many lives in danger.
Well, yeah, because that would have been decapitating. If something like that had happened, that would have decapitated our whole government. And that's not something that we really want to go through. So anyway, that's just been the mulling over in my mind. So that was it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, that's very concerning. What happened at the correspondents' dinner, and what could have happened? At least they got a hold of the individual who was trying to cause all that damage. They got him before anything could actually happen. Got him out of there, and then of course the president and all the folks had to be evacuated, and it was terrible. And I'm just really glad the Secret Service was there to make sure that everybody was okay when it was all over. So anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
So the videos are really bizarre, though. I mean, it was like, you know, there were different angles, obviously, of when everything went down, and Secret Service, I assume, rushed J.D. Vance and, like, grabbed him and dragged him off. And
right.
Then President Trump was still kind of sitting there. And then service agent, like, kind of just stood in front of the table of him. But he was not escorted out, like, right away. And then eventually he was. And then you saw people, like, after the fact. I know Dana White was the guy that owns UFC, he was sitting there and thought the whole situation was kind of cool. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he just kind of sat there and wasn't moving or doing anything. And then there were people grabbing like unopened bottles of what I assume was champagne or wine or something from the tables.
I saw that, yeah.
Like, yeah, we're not going to let this go to waste. And then there's some images surfacing online of President Trump kind of watching from backstage, at least it looks like him, and people are wondering what's going on there. It's very weird and obviously very dangerous and scary situation, but then all these videos afterwards are just making it,
yeah.
I don't know, it's just, those situations are just interesting. I don't know.
Well, I've got kind of a wrap-up of what happened. The incident with a gunman identified as a man named Cole Allen rushed security and opened fire during the White House Correspondents Association dinner Saturday night. Allen's been officially charged with the attempted assassination of the president. The Trump administration has used the event to blame political rhetoric from Democrats and the media for inciting violence. The Trumps are demanding that ABC fire Jimmy Kimmel over a joke he made regarding the First Lady that they claim encouraged the violence. Kimmel has defended the joke as being about the president's age. So, Jimmy Kimmel, I'm not sure exactly who writes his stuff, but maybe he writes it himself. I have no idea. All right, let's get Ed on the phone. Ed, good morning, sir. You are on TalkBack. Go ahead, please. What's up?
Yeah, I was surprised he got the invitation to the dinner after what he told one of the White House correspondents on the plane. You know, the plane comes back from Florida, and he stands there, and people ask him questions. And he didn't like the question of one lady from Bloomberg.
Okay.
And he said, quiet, quiet, piggy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're kidding. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
How disrespectful.
I would have withdrawn the invitation right then if I was him. But he's taking it over.
Wow.
He's really is taking it over. But, yeah, he's called reporters piggy before. Okay. That's our man.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for the call. All right, it's open phone. 721-1290 is our number. And I think we have time to get Rick's call in. Rick, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, President Trump, in his own words, said that he had a hard the Secret Service had a hard time escorting him out because he wasn't going to leave. He wanted to see what was going on. And that's our president. But I have a question more for Nick than anything. You have a gentleman on that discusses world oil markets, and I don't know what his name is, but I was wondering if you were going to have a person like that on anytime soon. The UAE is leaving OPEC as of in May, and they also have a 10-year agreement with the country of Ukraine to have buy military drones and have consultation with Ukraine. And for protection, Ukraine seems to be at the forefront of being able to fight a war with not a lot of support. And so everybody is going to Ukraine to find out what their magic plan is. But on the world oil markets, if the UAE leaves, I was wondering if you could get a guest on that would actually say if OPEC is starting to fracture and the countries in the Middle East are starting to lean towards a more Western type of leadership, and that's more of what I'm wondering about.
Do you have someone in mind?
Well, you've had a person on that talks about world oil markets.
Well,
I was just wondering if
I will say we do. Bob Seidenschwartz is a good friend of the show, and he's on quite a bit. And he will often bring guests with him that will deal with various topics, just like what you're discussing.
Yeah, because if a fracture starts in OPEC, it's going to be a ripple effect worldwide. And I was just wondering somebody's opinion, if they could call in and say what their opinion was on that.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And we're going to come right back. We have Jeff and Harry both standing by and a break coming up. But several other phone lines open at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. It's the Tuesday, April 28th edition of Talk Back. And, of course, it's my son's birthday today. Happy birthday, Luke. So we'll be right back.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. Open phones until 9 o'clock this morning. And let's jump right in and get Jeff on the line. Jeff, good morning, sir. It's open phones. What's on your mind, please?
Good morning, gents. Good morning, Montana. One more day to you statewide, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. The Babylon Bee had a headline that said, after failed assassination, Democrats observed a customary 5-minute pause on calling Trump Hitler.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Got to give the guy a break, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel was truly despicable in his comment, and he's trying to backpedal now, saying, no, it's about their age difference. That's what I was talking about. That man is despicable. He's a reprobate, and he needs to be taken off the air permanently. I don't know why anybody would listen to that drivel. And if you look at Melania's face when he's saying it, I would not want to be on the receiving end of that scowl.
Yeah.
Because I know there's got to be something going on there. She normally has a very inscrutable expression. But during the White House Correspondents' Dinner, when the first shot rang out, you saw her face go up. And I don't know if it was just alertness. It almost looked like it was terror. And I think it kind of let the mask slip for a moment and showed the stress that she's under, thinking that her husband might be shot, she might be shot, and what all that means. And, she normally doesn't betray anything, but I think in that moment she did show us how worried she is.
Well, that's only natural, especially when it's her husband and her family, and she's an amazing lady, very successful business and all that, but elegance. But she's a human being too, and when her family is being threatened, just like anyone, she's going to do everything she can to stop it.
Amen. And then there was a question about U.S. presidential line of succession. There's 18 official folks. Basically, it's the president, vice president, speaker of the House, president pro temp of the Senate, and then it goes down through the cabinet. And that's a total of 18, and I guess 13 by latest count were at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, so that left five in the presidential line of succession that were still out. So there was at least the one that they normally do for the State of the Union. Was available. There were five available. So, I mean, God willing, that never has to happen. But there were folks. The line of succession was preserved. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Tom Clancy has written some great books, and in one of them, somebody flew an airliner into the Capitol building and killed most of the. During a joint session of Congress, and the whole story about how they had to rebuild the government of the United States basically from scratch, and it's an amazing story. God help, of course, God willing, it will never ever happen. But I learned a lot about civics in our government just through that book.
Yeah, and to end on a little bit of lighter note. I didn't see any No Kings rally when Prince Charles came to the United States.
I didn't either. Yeah, well, there you go. I guess they're only protesting our kings, or who they think are trying to be our kings.
Yeah, well, his forebears wanted to be our king, so I don't know, maybe he... secretly harbors those thoughts in his heart, but the last Babylon Bee headline I will leave you with is that Trump presents King Charles with an autographed copy of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, ow. Ouch.
So 250 years later, we're still not in the mood for a king.
I got it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Well, do we have time to get Harry's call in? Let's do it. Harry, good morning.
I got two seconds here. So
you got 2 minutes. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this whole business about Jimmy Kimmel. It's like we're all for freedom of speech, except for what they're saying, because we don't like what he's saying. He's making fun of Donald Trump, and oh my God, that's terrible. I mean, he rags on him all the time, which is right to do so. And he didn't call out for any violence against him. He just pointed out that, he's an old man and she's younger. And so, and there's an ongoing joke he always puts out that she don't like him that much to begin with. So, I mean, whether it's true or not, they don't seem to hold hands a lot, but all that. But, this idea that, I'm for free speech, except for we don't like because he's saying bad things about our guy. So, people are clutching their pearls about this whole thing. The guy never got even close to being anywhere near anybody. The Secret Service did their job. They caught him way before they got anywhere. And he ran in there. It was pretty much unstoppable because the guy just ran in and just, you know, started shooting. And, you know, like I said, they did their job. He wasn't really a threat to – he was a threat to Secret Service, but he wasn't a threat to anybody else, really. They stopped him way beforehand. And the idea that they and somebody was at fault for letting them all come to the same place.
Yeah. So are you saying it was much ado about nothing?
It's much ado about a little bit. I mean, but, it, you know, wow. Anytime there's a threat to somebody, I mean, if we don't want Trump to be in danger, we'll stick him in a bunker somewhere and, you know, lock him up and not let him out. I mean, this could happen at any of his rallies. It could happen at any thing. And but also the idea that, you know, they're all in the same place. Well, whose fault is that? They should have said, we don't want to be together. Right. We shouldn't, you know, they should have said, you know.
Harry, we're up against a break.
I know I'm going to get cut short.
But thank you. I appreciate the call. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. And Nancy and other folks, give us a call. We'll be back.
Support for Talk. With KGRZ Sports, here's your sports update. Brought to you by Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles at a no-pressure buying experience. Located off Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Here's a sour one.
Montana Grizzly men's basketball team. They'll be picking up three more transfers according to Twitter last night. Josiah Sanders, a forward from Cal State Dominguez. This will be his fourth stop in his collegiate career. He had a stop at Cal Poly Humboldt and Central Michigan as well. Lolo Rudolph, a soon-to-be junior that transfers in from Hutchinson College. He spent his first season at Cal State Fullerton. And last but not least, a Pacific Tiger transfer, 6'9" forward/center, Clayton Impiana. He spent his freshman season at Pacific but did not play. He redshirted his first season. The Grizzly soccer team, they announced their schedule for the upcoming 2026 season. Only three non-conference home games. Bucknell on the 13th of August, MSUB on the 30th, and Wyoming September 11th. That's a look at sports. I'm Ace Hour One.
Dennis Bragg with your Town Square weather. That lingering threat of showers continues through Tuesday afternoon. About a 30% chance of rain, but mainly a partly sunny day as it continues to gradually warm up with highs returning to the mid to upper 50s. Clouds build again in the evening Tuesday, and that means warmer weather Wednesday morning. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s, a 20% chance of showers Wednesday, but partly sunny with highs in the low 60s. Thursday and Friday looking really nice with sunshine and highs back into the 70s.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back. This is Talk Back. It's open phones for another 26 minutes or so. And then we'll be talking with folks. Of course, the Meg Brooks is going to be joining us from Runner's Edge. And the owners of Fun Kit Coffee and Thrift will be joining us as well. But right now, Nancy's on the line. Nancy, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, Gloria, and congratulations once again. Tomorrow's a big day of transition when you go statewide. And, of course, the first 2 hours of the old Montana Talks will be Montana news. So it's going to be an exciting day, I think, for we Montanans and for anyone who actually listens in. But getting back to funny guys, we grew up with real comedians, Jackie Gleason, Bob Hope, and Jack Lemmon and Milton Berle and Johnny Carson and some of the women like Carol Burnett and Lucy. And, I mean, they were comedians. They had an art form, and they perfected it, and they made people laugh. And all I can say is that the Trump family has been put through hell. I'm sure you remember when that terrible Kathy Griffin, she had that headless figure of our president. And it, I understand that First Lady and their youngest son, Barron, were watching television together, and Barron saw that, and he was disturbed by it, emotionally disturbed. I mean, enough is enough. And I'm going to have to side with our president's family. I understand they're protected by law anyway from insults and the media. And this has not been done for the Trump family, and we need to do this. And what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And it was terrible what happened Saturday evening. And the guy, you know, he's mentally ill. There's no doubt about that. But so God bless the Trump family, and it was another narrow escape, and I just praise the Lord that he's been the shield for our president.
Well, I will tell you, thank heavens for the Secret Service, because they keep a very close eye on what, no matter what he's doing, whether he's out playing golf, whether whatever, he's always being protected, and the family is being protected by Secret Service, as well they should be.
Yes, that's their job, and God bless them, too.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Nancy. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Our number is 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We have open phones all the way until 9 o'clock this morning. And so we're going to try to get some more folks on here in just a moment. Nick's on the line with somebody right now, but Skip is standing by. We're going to get Skip's call here in just a moment. Let's do that. Skip, good morning, sir. You are on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Peter, and I hope tomorrow goes wonderfully for you. It's going to be a we're going to feel like we're going to be sharing you with the rest of the state, I think.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
And so, meanwhile, getting back to that correspondence dinner, I did hear one and only one time refreshing one thing about it that was possibly refreshing. And that was that after that dinner was over and everybody was out of there, the Hilton Hotel, by the way, that's the Hinckley Hilton, that's the same place in front of that building, I think, is where President Reagan was shot by Hinckley. The hotel donated all of those, I think it was 2,500 or close to 2,500 dinners, steak and lobster and all the fixings and desserts to the shelters around Washington, D.C. for battered women and their children. And so none of that food went to waste.
Well, good
for them. That was quite a chore to do something like that. And I just thought I only heard it once. I don't know if you had heard it, but I thought, wow, that's stepping up to the plate for the Hilton group instead of throwing all that in the dumpster. So thank you a lot.
That's very kind, and thanks for sharing that. Thanks for bringing that up. We appreciate it. Ted is up next. Ted, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Good day. The White House correspondent's assassination was completely fake and staged. Nobody believes that except for old people, the Fox News boomers. Those are the only people that believe that it was real. That is complete ridiculous.
All right.
I want to move on from that. I need to move on from that because that's fake. There shouldn't be anybody. That's a distraction. The only thing people should be talking about is the Strait of Hormuz changing. And whoever wins this war for the Strait of Hormuz will control the world for the foreseeable future. I predict the future. I'm never wrong.
Okay.
It will either be the Israelis control the strait or we blow the strait up. If the Israelis control the strait, it'll be worse than the Iranians controlling the strait. So it's never going back to normal. It'll always be the contention of that, and it's going to switch from shooting people to starving people because the strait has a third of the world's carbohydrates.
All right.
You control that. You control the food. Starve them out. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call. We're up against a hard break. We're going to come right back. The phone lines are open. 721-1290 is our number. We have Tom waiting on the line. We'll get to Tom's call when we return after this quick timeout. Thanks for joining us here on TalkBack.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families,
Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Welcome back. This is TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Christensen, producing TalkBack, taking your phone calls. And Tom is at the top of the phone list. Tom, good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I know, you know, here on TalkBack, we love all of our callers, as you often say, but in order to avoid besmirching any one person, I'd just like to mention that those were, I've heard some of the most disgusting comments I've ever heard this morning about the attempted assassination of anyone. There was actually a Secret Service agent, or maybe just Capitol Police, but some police officer was actually shot in his bulletproof vest. The only thing that wow. saved him was that. In other words, he could have had a murder, and we all like free speech and everything. I'm not, you know, besmirching any one person, but the comments I heard this morning were truly disgusting, and that's just my opinion. And remember, with the upcoming new format, brevity is the soul of wit. So let's try to keep it short.
All right.
Anyway. Thank you, Peter and Nick. You know, I hope everything works out well. You know, you're going to reach a lot more people, and it's going to be fun.
So, you bet.
There you go.
Absolutely. Especially
Thank
folks you, like you. We appreciate it. Kevin standing by. Kevin, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please, sir.
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, that guy says he's never wrong. I wonder if he could pick stocks for us all, because if you're never wrong, he ought to be really good at a stockbroker. Maybe as good as some of our Congress people who are doing 30% better than what the stocks, what other people do, investments.
Oops.
I mean, to make statements like that, it's like, wow, that guy could be a billionaire if he's never wrong. So anyway, that was my comment. I just find it interesting what how people perceive themselves.
And for those of us who are husbands, you got to remember we're hardly ever right. So.
Oh, well, boy, isn't that the truth. And our wives will let us know if we ever are.
Yes.
Maybe.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir.
Yeah.
All right. And I do believe we have, I'm sorry, go ahead. We have Rick. Rick's on the line. Rick, go ahead, sir. Please go ahead.
Hey, my last call, I forgot to congratulate you guys on tomorrow's big event. But I would ask that Harry and Ted just keep on calling so the rest of the state can understand what actual lack of reality means. And so Harry and Ted, you guys just keep on calling, because you're very entertaining, if nothing else. So I hope the rest of the state understands how entertaining they are and what actual lack of reality is. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. 721-1290 is our number, and I believe Jeff is up next. Jeff, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead.
Yeah. Three things real quick. First of all, the Secret Service agent took a full load of buckshot in the chest, and it was his vest that saved him.
Wow.
So I don't think they fire actual weapons during a staged event. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's they actually use blanks. The second thing I want to say is, go ahead, Peter.
No, I would imagine that would be true. Yeah, but please go ahead.
Yeah, and he went to the hospital to be checked because it felt like a kick of a mule. He said, but he'd be dead. He'd have had a full shotgun load in the West here. Last century, there was a saying that buckshot means burying. So he would have been dead. Second of all, carbohydrates don't flow through the Straits of Hormuz. Hydrocarbons do, specifically oil, some natural gas. Hydrocarbons are not carbohydrates. So folks, if they're going to complain about things, they need to get their terminology straight. And third of all, I had just seen this one time. I had not seen it anyplace else. But when the UAE, United Arab Emirates,
right,
the Emiratis, were under fire from Iran, guess who came to their defense? It was those evil Jews. They actually took one of their Golden Dome systems and put it in Abu Dhabi so that it would protect the Arabs that they want to exterminate. So all these fools who think that that there's this evil plot by the Jews to exterminate Arabs in Hamas, in the Gaza Strip and everything else, the Israelis are living in peace with the Jews, who will live in peace with them. It's very, very simple, very, very straightforward, and people need to wake up to this fact. It's there's not an enmity between the Jews and the Arabs, except on the Arabs' part. And Israel just proved that if you're friends with them, they will come and provide for your defense, as they did with Abu Dhabi, saving I forget how many hundreds of missiles and drones they shot down, but it was a substantial number. I think approaching 2,000. And that's what happens when you have the Israelis as friends. So,
that's also a very good description of a good neighbor.
Yeah, they don't. Folks, they want to live in peace. How about we let them?
Sounds good. Jeff, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's get one more call in before we have to take a break. And it's Dave. Dave, go ahead. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to your last caller about a story that I know about that happened in 1982, but that would take some time. Right now, I'd like to talk about Trump's new building he's building. And, I went to the White House, and I looked around, and I agree there needs to be a place for entertainment that was much larger than the White House could handle. Although his building, I think he did it all wrong. He should have gone through Congress first. And as far as the size of it, it would not handle it would only handle 1,000 people. Yet the other day's get together was over 2,000 people, and it was a private party, so it wouldn't be held at Trump's place anyway. So, I'm not opposed to the building. It's just that he should have done it right.
That way, you don't have to have remodeling later, right?
Right. Get Congress's approval and go through the planning board and do the. It takes a little longer, but it's the right process to do instead of like a dictator. And
all right.
And that's my opinion.
Dave, well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. And as well as everyone's opinions, we're going to continue with TalkBack for another few minutes right after this quick break. And then it'll be Missoula Econ 101 in the 9 o'clock hour. So please stay with us. If you're thinking of, hey, we're back on TalkBack. Phone lines are free. We still have about six and a half minutes of open phones left. So if you have something on your mind, maybe somebody has said something and you would like to respond one way or another, or if you got a brand new topic, just give us a call, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309, and we will get you on right away. And there's absolutely no waiting right now. So the number is 721-1290.
I did a story yesterday. We can cover this a little bit. The Missoula Police Department released their annual report yesterday. And in last year, they handled 57,039 incidents, which is up from 55,033 the year before in 2024. Crime rates were mixed across a wide variety of categories. For example, robbery, sexual intercourse without consent, theft, and injury fatal crashes are down. Homicides are unchanged, but aggravated assaults, disorderly conduct, misdemeanor assault, and partner or family member assaults are up, and now we're getting calls.
All right, there you go. And again, a big thank you, and God bless you to all the law enforcement officers, all the different agencies, the police, sheriff, highway patrol, you name it. And you guys work hard and put your lives on the line every day for us, and we appreciate you. You bet. So there's folks on the line right now.
Brian.
I'm sorry?
We have Brian.
Brian, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just have to point this out. The guy that predicts the future, and he's never wrong.
Okay.
Back in 2022, when gas was $5 a gallon, said that's the cheapest gas would ever be again. And it's been cheaper every day since. It's still cheaper. So He's obviously wrong sometimes, but I just think it's funny to be that arrogant. I had to point that out.
Well, I think that's just a byword that people use, and sometimes that people want an identifier. This is who I claim to be, and so, that's the guy that's never wrong. So, you know.
Fair enough. Well, he is wrong sometimes, okay. But anyway, have a good one.
All right, thank you for the call. All right, let's get Al on the line. Al, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yesterday on one of the many, many programs about what happened a few nights ago, there was, a Secret Service guy that was involved when Reagan got shot in, I believe, 81. And I think they said this guy was also shot with Reagan. And wow. Of course, this guy's retired now. And the one comment he made when on the program yesterday was he was real, real surprised that the attacker was tackled and not 7 or 8 bullet holes in him. That really surprised me.
I would imagine anybody who is in charge of taking care of the president of the United States is not going to, hopefully not just going to take small measures, but to make sure that their principle is taken care of.
Anyway, the last thing I wanted to say, Hinckley, if this happened when he shot Reagan, I believe 81, wasn't he let out of prison here 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago? Which I just find that hard to believe. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That means Harry. Harry, you're going to wrap things up for us. We got about 3 minutes. Yeah, so go ahead.
Just finish my thought I had talked about earlier. It's rich coming from a person, Trump calling out for, civil discourse when he's not long ago glorifying the death of somebody, Robert Mueller. Eventually they backed off on it, but his first reaction was, I'm glad he's dead. He was a terrible person. So, I mean, and also that the from a party who keeps claiming the other side is not only trying to destroy America, but trying to destroy Western civilization. So, I mean, the hyperbole just goes both ways. The idea that, the Democrats call him Nazi, they call the Democrats, Marxists and, all this other silliness. So it turns into just name calling.
Well,
the name
calling accomplishes nothing except just to make people irate and to cause them to write in letters to the editor or whatever it might be, the online blogs, and that kind of language is not helpful.
No, and all it does is just shuts down any arguments, because how do you argue against being called a Nazi or a fascist or a Marxist? I mean, or anti-Semite. I mean, to Rick, I'm glad he finds the truth entertaining. I'm glad I can do that for him. But the idea that people are so, the other side is always worse. They're always the worst. They're bad. They're terrible. And our side is great. We never do nothing like that. So I mean. Yeah, they can always point out to one person, or makes, and there's always examples on both sides. This person did this, so that shows how terrible they are.
There's a great old expression that says when you point at somebody, you got 4 fingers or 3 fingers at least pointing back at yourself. So
exactly, yeah, and it's talked about. Our side never does it, but some of the Republicans ought to listen to some of these talk shows. I mean, some of these people are just horrendous on how they talk about the Democrats. They're always the worst. They're far, far as I can say, cannibals or pedophiles or blah blah blah. I mean, wow. Just on and on and on. So it's a silliness that nothing gets accomplished except for the other, just criticizing the other side. So
and yes, and I guess there is a strategy in insulting your opponent, especially if it gets them fired up, and then they say something that is perhaps taken out of context, and then off we go again.
Yeah, and how do you negotiate with somebody who's so terrible that they're just, right. You just say, we're not going to do anything with you guys because you're just so terrible.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. And we are coming up at the top of the hour. And in the 9 o'clock hour, Missoula Econ 101 is going to be joining us this morning. And we'll have Meg Brooks from Runner's Edge, pardon me, the owners of Fun Kit Coffee and Thrift will be joining us as well. Businesses here in Missoula that are making a difference and doing great things here in Western Montana, specifically here in Missoula. So we're going to have Missoula Econ 101 coming right up after the top of the hour break. The number is 721-1290.
This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
Hey, good morning once again, everyone, and welcome. It is hour number two of TalkBack for this Tuesday, April 28th. And TalkBack this morning is brought to you by our friends at Gomer's Diesel Incorporated, diesel repair parts and service in Missoula. Give Gomer's a call. These are all 406 numbers, 728-7620. Busy Bees Cleaning Service, commercial cleaning you can trust. For a free estimate, give Busy Bees a call at 550-3219. Bruckner's Truck and Equipment Heavy Duty Truck Sales, Parts and Service. Call 541-9097. And by Quality Seamless Gutters, expert gutter installation and repair. For a free quote, 728-4002. And Y West Storage, secure flexible self-storage in Missoula. To reserve your unit today, 510-0590.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Hey, welcome to Missoula Econ 101. We have a house full of guests, and we have all sorts of folks to talk today about what's going on. We've got the owners of Fun Kit Coffee and Thrift. Meg Brooks is with us from Runner's Edge. So please, if you wouldn't mind, it's all yours.
It's all mine. Yes. Well, hey, Christine Littig here with the Missoula Economic Partnership, and we're really excited about today's conversation. And that is, what role does building community play in business success? How does that contribute to the economic success of our community, but also our smaller communities and businesses? And really, you know, we see businesses continuing to try and respond to the impact of what consumers are choosing to do, how they're changing their mind, where their loyalties are. And it's been shown time and again that building a community around your business helps build trust, and you see return customers. So we're really excited to bring Runner's Edge and Fun Kit Coffee into the radio station to talk about what it is like to run a community-centered business. So, Peter, you can start with a question, or I can start with a question, or we can rock and roll.
You go right ahead, please.
Okay.
And, well, and by the way, we would love to have some phone calls, too. That's why the ladies have their headphones on. If you have a question for any of our guests, that's what this is all about. It's a talk show. 721-1290 is our number, so please, go ahead.
Absolutely. We love to talk, so here we go. You know, for whoever wants to start first today, you know, what came first when you were thinking about your business and building a community within your business?
All right. So go ahead, please.
So I didn't start our business. My husband did, but he started it.
Right on top of the mic. There you go.
He started it in 2001. I love the story. He's a college dropout. He's like, thanks, Meg. Don't start with that. But he's a college dropout. So he went to school. His paternal grandfather set aside money for him to go to medical school. He asked his parents to use that money to start Runner's Edge. So he started it. He was 20 when he started the business. He's 45 now, so he started in 01. We were on Main Street at the time. Then we moved over to where 5 on Black is now. I came in at that time, so I came in 07 and have been working there since 07. But I think community has always been a part of our business. In order to grow, you have to have community. There's no way around it, right? Like, you just have to have your community to have your business. And we always loved being part of the community. And so Anders always says, we just want to get Western Montana up and moving. That's like Missoula, your neighbor, regionally, you know, within Montana. We're so lucky that sometimes we'll get people from Canada, especially in the summer, being more of a tourism area. We'll have people from Canada and Idaho. So I don't know. I just, I think it's such a cool business. And in order, like I said, in order to have your business, you need to have community if you want to grow.
Tell you what, we're going to be coming up against the commercial break about every 10 minutes or so. So we're getting close to that right now. But what we're looking for here, these are local business people that are taking time out of their very busy lives, by the way, to come down and join us today and to share their stories with us. And so we'd love to have some phone calls from you at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Meg Brooker, of course, we just heard from the Runner's Edge. Also, Funk It Coffee and Thrift with Chloe Russell and Marky Russell, both here. So we're going to talk about that. And we would love to have some phone calls from you at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. This is Talk Back, and it is Tuesday, April 28th, and I've been saying this all morning, it's my son's birthday today.
Oh, so, yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Luke. Okay, we'll be right back.
Cold and flu season.
Greg, with your Town Square weather, that lingering threat of showers continues through Tuesday afternoon. About a 30% chance of rain, but mainly a partly sunny day as it continues to gradually warm up with highs returning to the mid to upper 50s. Clouds build again in the evening Tuesday, and that means warmer weather Wednesday morning. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s, a 20% chance of showers Wednesday, but partly sunny with highs in the low 60s. Thursday and Friday looking really nice with sunshine and highs back into the 70s.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are back on TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number. This is Missoula Econ 101. We're learning about local businesses here. Thanks to our friend Christine Littig, who has brought some great guests. So please, let's continue.
Oh, thanks, Peter. I know you guys didn't get to respond, you guys, you Funk It ladies, let's say it that way, to the first question. But I know that in watching you open your coffee shop, you guys are really specific about how you build community. And why don't you share a little bit about how you build it and how you identify it differently from customer loyalty? And it does create customer loyalty. I don't want to operate with the assumption that it doesn't. But what kind of efforts are you guys putting in? Because Funk It's a great coffee shop to go to.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. I think for us, one, I will just repeat that we kind of built the business for what we wanted. And so a lot of it came from what we were missing in Missoula. And that was like a really home away from home. It was a place to be truly your most authentic self. And so for us, it was how can we inspire that feeling? And so we always tell our staff, okay, well, what we are doing is selling a feeling as well, and not really selling, but we're creating a feeling. And so through our social media, through the events that we host, we're always saying, okay, well, how can we create that warm, inviting home away from home feeling? And that goes from the space to having a living room vibe to everyone greeting you the moment you walk in. And they're like your best friends that you didn't know you had.
All right. We do have a caller on the line. So let's get Susan on. Susan, good morning. You're on with our guests. Go ahead, please.
Well, I want to thank Runner's Edge for, I think, sponsoring almost single-handedly in the beginning the Missoula Marathon. And I think you also do the River Run. Am I right or wrong?
No.
The Riverbank Run, right?
Yeah, so we do not put on the Riverbank Run. The YMCA does that. We also do...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's okay. We support the Missoula Marathon, but that is also... That's put on by the Run Wild Missoula, which is the local run club here in town.
But many times, right. I know when that first started, they were kind of coming right out of the Runner's Edge, right? That was kind of the headquarters downstairs in the basement. They had where you could sign up. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so we have a great partnership with Run Wild and a lot of the run communities around here. You know, they put on beer runs and we're there at the beer run, you know. running and drinking. Well,
how do you run with a beer in your hand?
I think the marathon is really a cool thing. And as I said before, I love the jewelry. That's why I get it. I like the necklace. So,
oh, the medal, the big medal that you get at the end.
It's jewelry.
okay. Maybe next time we'll give you a ring and maybe a bracelet or something, too.
No, just the necklace. I love that. whatever it's called, the medal. And
I'm waiting for the Missoula Marathon earrings.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Well, I would love a brooch, but I'm the only one in the world that wears brooches other than the Queen of England, and she's dead. So, anyway, but I really appreciate you, and the small businesses are the lifeblood of every community across America, and you truly are the American dream. So kudos to both of you that are here from businesses, and I really appreciate your willingness to do the things you do, because it is very difficult to run a business.
Well, back at you, we really, and I don't want to speak for Chloe and Marky, but I know all small businesses appreciate community and loyalty. And so we would not, as a community, be here without you and everybody who believes, you know, who supports us and who believes in us. So thank you for supporting local businesses.
Okay, well, you take care, and thank you for supporting the Missoula Marathon. I will be there at the 5K walking.
Sounds great. I can't wait to meet you.
I'm sure Runner's Edge has walking shoes, too.
We do.
Oh, I know. I buy their shoes. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All right, so let's talk a little bit about your businesses. We haven't heard that much about Funkit Coffee and Thrift yet, so please, go for it.
Yeah, Funkit Coffee Thrift, we're on the north side, and we are in the old Stensrud building, which I think that alone has been a staple of Missoula, and it's housed many businesses and events before. And I think it is also such a neighborhood hub for us, and we are so grateful to be on the north side to give the north side a little bit of a third space, if you will, and just a place for everyone to come and feel welcome. It's a coffee shop and a thrift shop, a little blend of our loves, I would say. And it's a smaller thrift, but it's curated. And then, yeah, I think for us, it's just been such a lovely opportunity to bring to Missoula.
My wife, her mom and dad and four siblings all grew up on the north side. And so the north side is a very precious place for us. And the way it's changed over the years, I mean, they were living there before the interstate got there, right? And so when the interstate came, that was a big deal because more people were coming in. And so, yeah, that area has really grown.
It really has. And we're still under construction, so we're still growing. You know, <All right. laughs> we've kind of dubbed that if there's not construction, then it's just not Funkit, you know.
You have to speak up because the road grader's out front. Yeah, but go ahead.
Well, and that's an important thing to talk about, or a consideration, is that you guys have had a lot of construction. And when we talk about building community, it's not just a one-way relationship. It's reciprocal. And you guys had a really interesting, or have a really interesting story about how your community showed up for you during construction. Marky, do you want to speak to that?
Go for it.
Yeah, I would say that during those about 3 months where the road was closed from every single way that you could come to us, we had so many who came every single day because they said, we are going to show up for you every single day because it means a lot that you are here and we want you to stay here. And that was just such a beautiful thing to see after being open for just 1 year, the fact that there were so many people who felt at home in our place, that they really wanted to be there. It just really meant a lot.
What is it about a coffee shop? I mean, whether it's a big name or a little name or whatever, it's always becomes a place of community, right?
Yeah. And actually, it's funny, you look at the history, like coffee even in the European countries, very much so people came together around coffee. And so it was a way to get together outside of your homes. And I think that's why the coffee shops are so important, especially in neighborhoods, because it's a safe place for, I mean, one of my favorite compliments was, I have a neighbor, because I live on the north side, and they're like, yeah, my kids walk down there all the time. And I'm like, oh, wow, what a compliment that you feel safe enough that your kids can walk down to our coffee shop without you. You know, especially in this day and age, it's just like such a nice feeling to be like, okay, yeah, we're a place that people feel comfortable to come to. And we specifically don't have Wi-Fi, and that's like intentional to be able to create a very warm and loving home.
We're going to come right back after this break. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. It's Missoula Econ 101, and we have special guests here in the studio. We're going to continue. We'd love to hear from you folks. If you have a question or comment, it's 721-1290. We'll be right back after this.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The city of Butte may have lost the Penkin Noodle Parlor last week, but the mining city is still in the entertainment business with a seasonal opening of an old new favorite, as Tom O'Neill reports.
One of the country's last operating drive-in movie theaters, the Silverbow Drive-In just south of Butte, is open for 2026. And for area residents, it's more than just nostalgia. Since the departure of Butte's last theater chain last year, the Silverbow Drive-In is now the town's only way of seeing new release movies on the big screen. The drive-in, also known for its inexpensive concession stand.
The University of Montana is moving forward with plans to honor two of its most dedicated supporters while giving a major facelift to one of the busiest spots on campus. UM is scheduling an on-campus listening session for Wednesday, May 6th to gather public comment on a proposal to rename the Adams Center Auxiliary Gyms as the Steve and Shirley Nelson Training Center. The project is made possible by a generous gift from the Nelsons, who are longtime Missoula residents and Grizz superfans. When finished, the facility will feature two full-size wood floor courts for basketball and volleyball practice, as well as space for local youth clubs and intramural sports. Athletic Director Kent Haslam says the renovation is a much-needed investment in the daily lives of student-athletes. The city of Livingston, looking toward the future of its own backyard, officials have officially launched the development of a new outdoor recreation master plan. The Livingston Enterprise reports the initiative aims to create a long-term roadmap for the city's parks, trails, and especially Yellowstone River access. Community leaders say the goal is to balance the growing demand for outdoor spaces with the preservation of the area's natural character. Public input will be a cornerstone of the process, with workshops and surveys planned to identify which areas from the river to local greenways need the most attention and investment in the coming years. The final plan is expected to guide the city's recreational infrastructure and grant funding priorities over the next decade. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
When faced with complex challenges, there are people who come together to solve problems and transform lives. That's us. We are Rotary. We work with community partners to build green spaces for all to connect with nature and each other. We support local youth through mentorship and literacy programs. We're committed to causes that improve lives everywhere. Learn more at rotary.org/action.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, welcome back. It's Talk Back, and it's Missoula Econ 101 right now, and we are thrilled to have Christine Littig joining us this morning, and we're talking about building community, so let's continue. Christine, please.
Sure. Well, during the break, we were sort of side conversating that, you know, the world, our nation, the economy is shifting to a transactional society. And when we see that happening and the percentage of people who are quickly popping in a credit card, what happens to how we connect, right? Coffee houses, third spaces were what we wanted to connect. So that community building piece in any community, those businesses that focus on building community alleviate, maybe not alleviate, but help counterbalance the transactional state. Do you guys have anything to add on that and how that impacts and what you're seeing?
Yeah, I would say that something that we always try to do is that, of course, whenever somebody comes in, they are going to buy a drink from us or they are going to buy something from us. But we always want to create that sense of home and that sense of feeling. And so we always want everybody to have that time and to also have that time to connect with whoever's behind the bar, whoever's going to make their drinks, and feel like they have a home, they have a place to come and chat. And so I feel like it's really giving everybody that time to connect while you're doing that.
Do you folks at the shop, do you initiate that contact, or do you wait for the customer to do it, or how does that work?
No, we actually say within the first 7 seconds you need to greet the person coming through the door. That's right. The first impression that you can give.
Right.
And so I think for that alone, and so when you're doing that, make eye contact, because then they know you're talking to you. And actually, I saw a really funny experience to the other guy the other day. A guy was walking in, and I heard one of our staff go, oh, hey, welcome in. And he goes, oh, hey, you know, does that. And then the friends that he was meeting, he goes, do you know them? And he goes, no, but they said, hey. You know, so it was just like a really funny thing to be able to observe from afar.
I will add, you know, I owned Bernice's Bakery for 15 years, and we had a very similar policy.
Oh, I'm going to get down on my knees here because my wife absolutely loves Bernice's Bakery. Every time we get a special treat or a cake, she sends me to Bernice. I've ordered it. Go pick it up. So there you go.
Well, and it is a place, like you say, a coffee shop that has built community over the number of years that it's existed. And it's going to celebrate, I believe, its 50th year next year.
Wow.
Not the year. Yeah, 50 years in Missoula, right? Wow. But we had a similar situation or policy. Our commitment was to spend time with the person who was in front of you. Spend time with them. And don't worry about being hyper swift as the world becomes more transactional and wanting convenience. That person behind the person you're working with will see that you are connecting and giving quality service. And it will continue, again, that sort of infinity circle and reciprocity to bring people back in.
And it can be a challenge, too, because Bernice's is not a big place.
No, it isn't.
But it oftentimes it gets crowded, right? And people line up. And I have noticed that because I've gone in with my wife. And I've noticed the transactional conversations that people have there. They make everybody try to feel comfortable, welcome. And now, okay, how can I help you? What can I serve you with? Things like that.
Well, and I will add, you know, Meg is standing here at Runner's Edge, and I'm a patron of Runner's Edge. And I'm curious what you communicate behind the scenes to your staff, because I feel like I receive that same welcome connection when I walk into Runner's Edge.
Yeah, we're going to mimic what you guys just said about like greeting people the first 7 seconds when they walk in the door. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be greeted, right? It's like, it's your home. And then when they leave, even if they don't buy anything, thanks so much for coming. That's who we are. We're community. And in order to welcome your family in, like a customer into your family, you want to welcome them with open arms. We've had a lot of people come in and say, I'm not a fast runner. In fact, I hate running and I don't want to run, but I do need good shoes. You know, what can I do to get good shoes? And so like, no hate, no, like, it's okay. You don't have to love running. We want to get you comfortable, really is what it is. So,
gotta get you moving.
Gotta get you moving. That's right. So, we just want to welcome everybody with open arms. I'm going to tell a little story. More than a few years ago, my husband and I decided to just buy local. And if it wasn't good and friendly customer service, we weren't going to buy there. So, I started shopping downtown more. It was all downtown businesses. And that's why I started stop shopping at Smooch. I don't know if you guys remember Smooch. It was this little makeup place. And it started getting my hair cut downtown, and it was really interesting. Good and bad customer service. So, the one thing that he could not find, and now he can with Revolver across the street, was men's underwear. But we just had so much fun doing it. And then if you
never heard of Sears?
Local.
I'm sorry.
But so it was just really fun. It was fun doing it. We did it for a whole year. And if we couldn't find it, like if we had to buy a computer or something, we would go to Best Buy. It was just fun. It was fun to see businesses and as a small business owner supporting other small businesses.
And that has to be a mindset, right?
It does.
People who have lived here all their lives, and like my wife and her family grew up on the north side, right? And so everything has been local for them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was just going to say, you know, it's funny when you think about aspects of customer service, and something that Marky and I, we used to work at Draftworks Brewery for 10 plus years each. And so it really taught us a lot about community. And one thing that we wanted to bring from Draftworks into our shop was a bar. And because when you're sitting at a bar, you're a lot of times by yourself. And when you want to sit by a bar, you want to talk to somebody. And so that was the element that we're like, well, we want people to feel that they can come and talk to our staff, even if they're alone.
And it's a great idea.
To see how many people who have met just sitting solo at the bar, it's just been so heartwarming. And so I think also it's aspects that you bring into your shop that also create that community.
Yeah. Well, the phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you, talk to these nice ladies. We're having a great time here. 721-1290. Is our number, 1-800-568-5309. We're going to come right back with more of Talk Back right after this quick timeout. And again, we would love to hear from you, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. All right, and again, our guests are Chloe Russell, Meg Brooker, and Marky Russell, and Christina Littig. We're talking about building community at the business community. Back business.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FirstTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
I must apologize to our listeners. You're missing all the best conversations during the break. We're having some great conversations about running a business and learning how to run a business. And I know you there's something you guys wanted to share about yours. So go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm not sure which part, but I'm just going to go into the
whole story.
No, tell the whole story.
We were talking about social media and how it reaches beyond Missoula, not just taking care of and creating homes for locals, but Missoula is a regional hub. And so therefore, we're providing economy for all kinds of folks across the state.
Yeah, and it was there was a story. I ran into my old college professor who I haven't seen in 10 years, and I adored him. And he was in the shop the other day, and I ran past him. I go, "Oh, Michael." And he kind of looked at me, and I was like, "Yeah, Chloe." And we kind of talked, and then he went about his day, and he's like, "Wow, this is incredible, blah, blah, blah." And then I sat down, and he goes, "Actually, I just want to tell you one more thing. My son goes to school in Bozeman." And he called me up and said, "Hey, you know, him and his girlfriend, we're going to come to Missoula to come see Funk It." And he goes, "He wasn't coming to see me. He was coming straight to come see Funk It." And that isn't the first time we've heard that. And that's such a compliment to what we are building, is that people will drive 4 hours to come see us on a road trip with their girlfriends or whomever.
Would you go ahead, please?
Well, that's okay, Peter. I was just going to say, where, you know, and maybe Meg, you might want to take a second, or Marky, but where does social media play into that? Like, businesses are communicating. It's difficult to reach their customers. And, you know, it's been a while since we've lost newspaper. We still have radio, right?
But
printed advertising is still dissipating. So social media plays into it. And how do you work that, Meg? What does it do for Runner's Edge?
Oh, and really? Then I'll jump in. Because we're, like, we started in 01 and you guys started about less than 2 years ago. So I think you're probably more hip.
Yeah. Probably.
Sorry,
yeah. I would say that we had started to build our social media presence about 3 or 4 years before we had opened. And so we started to do that because we wanted to share what we were doing. And we decided right off the bat, too, that we were going to have fun with it because we love to play and we really want to inspire play. And so right off the bat, we decided to start to share what we were doing, which means that we were kind of sharing from the very beginning how we were going to build it, and also kind of showing who we are, too.
And I will tell you, when I was first getting started in this business about a million years ago, my boss, we would have, you know, weekly meetings, and he said, there's one thing you need to know. He said, if it ain't fun,
yeah,
it ain't good radio. And I think you could probably put any business in there, unless it's like it's a, you know, a mortuary or something. But, you know, but if it ain't fun, it's not going to be good business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for us, one, people got to know who the faces were behind the business. And when people can connect to the humans behind, they're more apt to want to support you and be part of that community. The other thing is social media is free. And that's free marketing. And we don't spend money on marketing. We can't really afford it. You know, like it should be in your budget. You know, marketing is huge. If you don't have people in your business, you don't have a business. And so social media is one way that you can reach a mass of humans that I don't know any other way that you can reach that many people. And for us, it wasn't just reaching Missoula, but we needed people to know where we were, because also it's hard to get to us. We are a maze, and now, people like
where are you, by the way?
There you go. Yeah.
We are on 314 North First Street West, in the Stensrud building. It's this beautiful historic building, and kind of like what Meg has been dealing with right now with construction. People always say, you know, oh, I couldn't find you. And people will walk in and say, man, you're really hard to find. Like I've had to circle you. And I was like, but that's part of the charm, you know, like that is part of the charm to find us. It's like an Easter egg.
Oh, I like that. It's like an Easter egg. I love that. So the reason why I let Marky and Chloe talk first is because we were behind the ball, but I think building our business, you know, all of a sudden social media starts to come, right? And so like, do we do this? Do we do TikTok? Maybe it's posted to TikTok. I have no idea, but we do a lot of Instagram. We do Facebook. Mm-hmm. But what we've noticed with social media, like you guys said, it has to be fun. Otherwise people are not engaging, right? Like you don't want to just show like, here's the Brooks Adrenaline. Here's why you should wear it. And here's what people are saying about it. And you show somebody going for a run in it. It's way more engaging than somebody just saying, here are the specs, here's the drop, here's the weight of the Brooks Adrenaline. So
you got to see feet in the shoes.
You have to see feet in the shoes.
Especially when you're saying Brooks Adrenaline on the radio. I'm like, it took me for
what
you saying it twice
right,
to be like, oh, it's a shoe. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's great.
So it rolls off my lips.
Just put it in a shot glass and you're ready to go.
I can give you another name for that. We're just trying to have a little bit more fun. It's so easy to get caught up in the specs of shoes and talking about shoes, but not talking to the customers or potential customers. And so having fun. So right now we've got some great nutritional stuff in the store, some fueling in the store. And so we're doing videos on what our customers, that they're like trying it, and we're videoing it and putting it on Instagram. So
we're going to come right back. We have a break coming up. 721-1290 is our number. The phone lines are open. We would love to hear from you. And our guests are owners of Fun Kid Coffee and Thrift. And of course, Meg from Runner's Edge. We'll be right back after this quick timeout. Stay with us.
Due to customer demand.
75 years of research.
75 years of policy.
75 years of opportunity.
75 years of freedom.
This is 75 years of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Join us at mda75.org.
We're back on Talkback, and I wish that you could be a part of the off-air conversation, because I'm learning a lot from these ladies, from their business and what they do and how, and what really is infectious though is you guys love what you do. And, yeah. And it sometimes you walk into a store or whatever and a clerk is going, can I help you? You know, I can't see you guys ever doing that, so.
Well, I think it says it in the name, you know, Funk It, Copy and Thrift. I think we are here for always having fun. You can't take the fun out of us.
Good deal. And where did that name come from, by the way?
I think we were really trying to embody, like, okay, how do we inspire people to be their most authentic self? Right. So, you know, Funk It kind of alludes to something else. I will not say that on air. but I think Funk It, be you. You know, we really wanted to embody that, hey, we're playful. We're embodying more than just coffee. We're embodying more than just thrift. We are creating a community.
Well, and it's interesting to be standing here with both of these businesses because Runner's Edge has been a community business for a longer period of time than Funk
years.
It. And, right, 25 years. And you think about, you know,
almost as old as me.
Yeah, there you go. But how your energy and how you look at starting a new business is different than the energy and how perhaps you and I, Meg, looked at starting a business. And I know you were brought into yours with Anders. But, you know, starting a business is difficult, period. And then when you're trying to bring your energy to it or bring community along with you out of the gate, it becomes even more challenging. I'm curious, and maybe listeners are curious, you know, how did you feel opening the business? Just the business itself and going through the process.
Well, I think that it's pretty funny because we always say we were so naive in so many ways. And you kind of have to be because we didn't really know what we were doing and we were just doing it. And even while we were doing it, we still were like, what are we doing? We're just kind of figuring it out as we went. But we knew that we wanted to create something. We wanted to create a sense of feeling and we just figured it out as we went. And so, yeah.
And there's an old expression, it's much easier to get forgiveness than it is to get permission.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And I think that can be a life verse for a lot of folks who are thinking about starting a business because, you know, we're just going to step out there and do it. And we might make some mistakes, but by golly, we're going to be there.
Well, and how do you learn to be successful without making mistakes, right? We learn from our failures, too. Go ahead.
Oh, Meg. I think it's better to be naive.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like sometimes, I don't know, it's better to be naive than to know, I think. You know, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we always say, if we knew what we just went through, would we do it again? We kind of look at each other and go, no.
That's not true. I don't believe you guys because I know after starting two businesses, I would do it again.
Yeah.
I would do it again in a heartbeat. I would not do it at the age I am now currently, but I would do it. It's a unique experience and what you get to bring and offer to people and the connection that we all get to make. I mean, that is... being on the other side and connecting with the customer. And I don't even want to call it a customer. I mean, we're talking about community today.
Yeah,
connecting with other
family,
humans.
Family, community, yeah, not even a customer. Yeah. I like to say, like, if you can't... So Runner's Edge is, like, our little tagline is more than run, it's fun. Mm-hmm. And so we want to have fun when we're running because running isn't always fun. Have you ever guys heard of the two types of fun? Type one fun, so much fun. Type two fun is running. Like, after you're done, you're like, that was fun. That was fun. But not during the event. So I don't think you could have a business without having community, without having your, like, Funk It family, right? Your Funk It Runner's Edge. Your Runner's Edge.
I like the sound of that.
Well, we could partnership. little partnership here. I think, like, by creating a business, which is hard to do, bringing community, which is also hard to do, you then in turn create this beautiful business, this beautiful partnership with your community.
I think also something that's important that maybe not a lot of people talk about is making sure that you have community within your business. So, like, within your staff. And that was huge. I think we had more conversations about that than we did building our community because we're like, all right, well, if our staff's not happy, then you're not going to have a happy business. And so really making sure that we were focusing on, well, how do we make it enjoyable to be at work here? How do we support our staff? And so, I mean, we have playful things all the time. We just had a staff talent show and... You know, it was hilarious and everyone was great, but also it showed the community like, hey, we are building a community within our community. So if we're doing that, then it's going to bleed outwards.
I did love that you shared that on Instagram, by the way.
Absolutely. I want to talk about that. So we're like, whenever we hire, we're like, you're coming into our Runner's Edge family, right? We all love each other. We all want to have fun with each other. And when anybody comes in for an interview, they're like, you guys look like you're having so much fun. I was like, well, it's not all fun, but it is all fun. I'm just kidding. But we have such a good time and we want to make sure, again, like you said, like that your staff is happy because it starts with your staff. It starts with that staff culture, that community culture within the team. Because, again, if they're not happy, you know, your customers, your community is not going to be happy.
Yeah, you walk in the door and you see a bunch of people frowning and not having a good time. You just turn around and walk back out again. I mean, creating that atmosphere as business owners, you know how important that is.
Mm-hmm. I would say that is one of the best things is that we will have a staff of like three or four on, and then we will look out and see that the other eight or nine are also there just hanging out. And that's just the best feeling, to look out and say, oh yeah, they all feel at home here. They all want to be here. Even when they're not actually here to work, they're still coming in to get their hugs, say hello, chat with everybody that they know inside the shop. And it's just truly the absolute best feeling.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I have curiosity from you guys. When you go into other communities, and when you're on social media and you're looking at other communities across the state, what's a business that has pulled you in Bozeman or in Great Falls or Sealy Lake or Plains, Montana, where I grew up?
Rapple J.
Yeah, really. What's pulling you in? And where have you gone?
I grew up around Rapple J. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. From Columbus, so I know that town well, or what you would consider it. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a town. I can give you a few in Missoula.
We can do Missoula too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll start with Missoula while it's just on my mind. I know, like, for us, it was Missoula Makers.
Ah.
You know, they showed what it looks like to be a community within the arts, and that's such a beautiful thing. And so seeing that and it bleeds out into everybody's individual business, I think that's an incredible business and community that right here in Missoula has aided a lot of individual business owners as artists to succeed.
Oh, that's great. How about you?
We are about 30 seconds away from a hard break, so we're gonna come right back. We would love to get some phone calls from you folks, by the way. We have the owners of Fun Kid Coffee and Thrift, Meg and Meg from Runner's Edge, and this is Missoula Econ 101, the Missoula Economic Partnership, and we would love to, we have some phone calls coming in right now at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And we will wrap this all up at 10 o'clock this morning. So if you don't want to miss out on this, you get on the phone and give us a call. Ask these folks about their businesses and their challenges and their successes. I'm sure they'd love to share all that with you. We'll be right back after this quick timeout. Having a great conversation right now with the owners of Fun Kid Coffee and Thrift, and then Meg Brooks with Runner's Edge. And let's get Larry on the line. Larry, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead.
Good morning. I owned a business back in the late 90s and sold it in 2002. And when I was there in a part of the Chamber of Commerce was kind of an advocacy group for the business community. And they would attend the city council meetings and county commissioner meetings and report back to those of us on the board and let us know what was going on so we could develop a position and give our input back to these decisions that are being made by the government that are not always in the best interest of the business community. And so I wondered, what's your take? Is the chamber still an effective voice for the business community? And are you members of the chamber? And I'll listen off air.
Oh, thanks, Larry. Those are very good questions. So, ladies, please. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Christine Littig from Bernice's. Nice to hear your voice.
There you go.
I want to say that the Chamber is still a good resource for businesses, and Missoula has many other organizations that are great for businesses as well. The Downtown Missoula Partnership, and I'm sure you've been paying attention because you're an entrepreneur or former entrepreneur yourself. Midtown now has a Midtown Association, and then the Missoula Economic Partnership as well. And each one of these organizations operates in different ways and ways in which they support businesses. MEP, Missoula Economic Partnership, focusing on growth, holding businesses through the growth stage. A little bit of startup space, but not a lot. Downtown Missoula Partnership, specific to downtown. Chamber, like you said, advocacy. We're really lucky in this community. You guys, yeah, who's leaned in and helped your business? Meg?
Yeah, I think we do a lot with the Downtown Association. They do a great job of selling gift cards, which then in turn you can use at, like, I don't know, hundreds of businesses. So we really appreciate that. And I feel like they're constantly trying to bring awareness to local business. So we do lean on Missoula Downtown Association.
I would say the same thing. And then we have also been helped by the MEP as well. And just also a bunch of businesses. I would say that this entire community is very supportive of one another. And every time that we go to any type of events, we always learn so much. And it's just such a supportive community to be able to learn from all of our peers.
I would also just like to add the university. The university does a huge resource, and we've used them and still use them today, and free resource. And so I highly recommend anyone with a new business.
In what way do you use the university? Yeah. In the business school or what?
Do you remember that?
It's Blackstone Launchpad, and they will help if you have an idea, if you want an intern, if you want to just chat with somebody about ideas and direction, anything, regardless if you are just in the beginning or if you are us, which we're 2 years in and we still reach out to them. They are such a great tool to use.
Yeah, and Sam and Sarah both have helped us individually. Even now, Sam will come meet with us and help us with problems that we are navigating, and she will map out a plan for us. And so it's one of the best resources that we've found to use as well.
I think I want to interject and say, you know, let's give a little shout out to Sam, because Sam isn't just operating as a business advisor. She has what business, Chloe?
Gemini Mountain Swimwear.
No. She does.
Yes, Sam.
Bring in swimsuits made right here in Missoula to our community, and she does a beautiful job.
Right on Alder Street, right?
Right on Alder, great, again, another funky, awesome location.
Yeah.
Now, downtown Rocks, right?
Downtown Rocks, Midtown Rocks. I mean,
you bet.
I'm born and raised in Missoula. I think Missoula rocks. But to those of you who live across the state, I love traveling to your communities, too.
We have about 2.5 minutes left in our time together. So just real quick, Meg, we'll start with you. Talk about a little bit about Runner's Edge. Where are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so we're downtown. We're right on the corner of Broadway and Higgins. We have temporarily moved spaces, so this is a big deal for us right now.
All right.
So our original location, I call it the OG location, which is at 304 North Higgins. We're expanding it. So it does look a little confusing because there is plywood up, but we are still in business. You can find us two doors down. And so we're at 312 North Higgins. I know that's not two doors down sequentially, sequentially, but we're two doors down. So come find us. We're in a smaller spot with hopes of moving back into our original location beginning to middle of June.
Good. All right. Go ahead, ladies, please.
Yeah, we're Funk It Coffee and Thrift, and you'll find us on the north side at 314 North 1st Street West. If there's construction, you found us. We can't wait to see you. And we're just right off the North Orange Street, or the Orange Street exit, so we're right in there. And then, we got some exciting things coming through, so stay tuned for the summer. It's going to be really exciting.
All right, Christine, it's all yours. So let's wrap
things up.
It's
all mine. Do I get to say where the Missoula Economic Partnership is?
Right.
No, I'm kidding. I just want to say thank you to everyone for taking time out of your day today. Thank you for people who called in and are curious about what it's like to run a business and curious about trying to understand all the different ways and best practices and means and ways that businesses pivot to try and either start, continue, survive, create succession plans. And the Missoula Economic Partnership works in partnership with businesses, but also with the city and county. And one of the things we mentioned earlier, Peter, is there's that place of, gosh, I just have an idea and I want to start and I don't know where to start. The Missoula Economic Partnership can point you in the right direction. Anytime you need, anytime you want, give us a call. We're there to help.
And that's why it's called a partnership.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you, ladies, for being. We really appreciate you being with us today. Mr. Nick, as we look forward to Wednesday's fabulous program, sir, what are we looking at?
Yeah, we'll start with open phones from 8 to 9, and then 9 to 10, it'll be Dr. John Lott, the president and founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center.
All right. A popular guest, and we get lots of phone calls for Dr. Lott. So, and again, thank you so much to our guests today. We appreciate I think we've learned a lot today, and hopefully we're going to get some coffee and get some shoes and get things rocking out there.
You guys get coffee. I'll get coffee. You guys get coffee.
Have a great day.